Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
What does the cloth feel like?
A cloth, Dale. That's what it is.
Cloth?
Cloth. But it's not here.
It's not? What happened to it, Whit?
Wow.
Anything interesting?
Lots of bills. Oh, and this registered package.
Registered, huh? It's from Jerusalem.
Jerusalem? As in Israel?
Well, is there another one?
What do I look like, Eugene?
Oh, come on.
Open it. Go on, open it.
I am.
Let me help you.
There.
Oh, there's a letter and... Ew! Ooh, something that doesn't smell very good.
Well, I'll be. It's from Alfred Brownlee.
Who's he?
Oh, he's a friend of mine. Haven't heard from him in years.
Well, from the way this thing smells, I guess he wasn't a very good friend, huh?
Well, you'd never make it in archaeology, Connie.
Archaeology?
That's Alfred's field. Well, sort of. He actually is something of a scavenger. You see, he worked for me at Universal Press. He'd find ancient artifacts and then send them to me. Then I'd catalog them and donate them to the museum. And some of them smelled a lot worse than that.
Real-life Indiana Jones, huh? Wait a minute, you said he used to work for you. Why is he sending this stuff to you now?
He needs money. $500.
I guess artifacts are going pretty cheap these days.
Well, Alfred never did find anything really good.
Well, looks like he's keeping up his track record. Let's see, we have some pieces of pottery, a cup, what looks like tin, and what looks like an old leather pouch. Ew, which is what smells so awful.
Oh, be careful with it, Connie.
Well, but the only thing in it's a piece of old cloth.
Hmm.
What?
Well, Alfred says he found the cloth and pouch at Rumquam.
Rumquam?
It's a dig site in the Holy Land. Listen, I believe it to be from the time of Christ, Whit, and... Oh, he can't be serious.
What? What?
Well, according to Alfred, this cloth is thought to be a piece of... the robe of Jesus.
The robe of Jesus? I'm holding a piece of the robe of Jesus?
No, that's according to Alfred Brownlee, Connie. I told you he's never come up with anything really good.
Yeah, but there's always a first time.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me read what he says here. The locals tell me that according to the markings on the pouch, this is indeed a piece of the robe of Jesus Christ. I'm not sure I believe them. This sort of stuff has been going on for years. People finding a splinter from the cross, a strap from Peter's sandal, or the Apostle Paul's toupee. Still, the locals are convinced, so I thought you might want to check it out. You see, Connie, even Alfred doesn't say it is a piece of the robe, only that it could be.
Then it is possible, right?
Oh, for only $500? Probably not, but I suppose anything is possible.
Yeah. You know, suddenly I'm beginning to feel very warm.
Oh, Connie.
No, really, Whit. I think it's because of this cloth.
I think it's because you're leaning up against the hot plate.
Huh?
Here. I better take the cloth before you hurt yourself.
Oh, here. You are going to have it checked out, aren't you?
Well, I don't know, Connie.
Well, come on, Whit. You have to. How are we going to know for sure otherwise?
We may not be able to know for sure. But I guess it wouldn't hurt to have a scholar take a look at it.
Oh, why's Eugene always out of town when you need him?
Oh, actually, I was thinking of Ian Crenshaw.
Who's that?
professor of archaeology and ancient languages at Campbell County College. I don't know if he can come up with any conclusive proof, but he can at least run some tests.
Great! What are you waiting for?
You want me to go now?
Don't you want to know?
Oh, okay. I'll go now. Who knows? Maybe old Alfred has come up with a winner this time after all.
Yeah. Oh, before you go...
What?
Could I touch the cloth one more time?
Go ahead.
Wow.
Look, after I go to the college, I'm going to run some errands, so I won't be back today. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Brother. Wow.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Lucy.
Are you all right?
I've never been better. Why?
You just look different, that's all.
Different? In what way?
I don't know. Peaceful, serene.
Oh, incredible. And all because of a touch.
A touch of what?
The cloth.
What cloth?
The cloth that was a part of Jesus' robe.
What? Connie, are you sure you're all right?
Of course I am. Listen, Lucy, you got a couple of minutes? Something wonderful has happened, and I just have to share it with somebody.
Sure, Connie, go ahead.
Well, a few minutes ago, I brought in the mail. It was mostly bills and a very special package from Jerusalem.
So, what do you think, Ian?
Well, Brownlee may be right about the markings on the pouch.
Really?
Mm-hmm. See this one right here?
Yeah.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's a symbol for a group called the Children of the Light. They were a remnant of believers who hid themselves in Rumquam after the destruction of the temple by the Romans in A.D. 70. They were noted for preserving artifacts of the Christian faith.
Well, a piece of Christ's robe would certainly qualify.
Yes. And I think the rest of these markings indicate that that is where this cloth came from. This could be an important find, Whit. I'll need to do some research on the markings and perform some tests to know for sure.
How long do you think it'll take?
Getting eager?
Well, not as much as Connie, but yeah, a little.
Well, there are a variety of tests, but I should know something by tonight, I think.
Thanks, Ian. Listen, I've got to run some errands, so I better be on my way.
I'll call you the moment I know anything.
Oh, thanks again. Bye.
Bye.
Whit!
Oh, hi there, Dale. What brings you out of the office?
Actually, you do.
What do you mean?
I understand you got a pretty special package today.
How'd you know about that?
Lucy told me.
And how did Lucy know?
Well, Connie. So, how about it? You gonna give me a scoop on the Jesus cloth, or what?
The Jesus cloth?
Yeah, that's the name Lucy gave it. Has a nice ring, don't you think?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, don't keep me in suspense, Whit. Give me the details. Is this cloth really a part of Jesus' robe?
Dale.
What does it look like? Where did you get it?
Dale.
How much you pay for it? Does it have any special powers?
Dale!
What?
You sound like an auctioneer. Now, calm down.
Calm down? There's a piece of Christ's robe in town, and you want me to calm down?
Look, there is still no proof that that cloth is part of Jesus' robe. Professor Crenshaw is running tests on it right now at the college. If he discovers anything, he'll call me, and then I'll call you. Meanwhile, I think it's best if we all just forget about it.
Forget about it is not going to satisfy my readers, Whit.
Yeah, about that. I would consider it a personal favor, Dale, if you wouldn't print anything about it just yet.
Not print anything?
Now, hear me out. Like I said, we don't have any proof as yet. The last thing we need is a bunch of publicity when we're unsure of our facts. That'd be very irresponsible, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So, you agree not to print anything, then?
I agree on one condition.
What?
You give me an exclusive when you do learn something.
Don't I always give you an exclusive, Dale?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then. Now, if there's nothing else, I'm going home.
Just one more thing.
And that is?
What does the cloth feel like?
A cloth, Dale. That's what it is.
Really? What a letdown.
Goodbye, Dale. Oh, what a day. It'll be nice to sit back and read for a while. Who can that be?
Hi, Whit.
George, this is a surprise. Come on in.
Thanks.
What brings you out here?
Oh, well, I was just passing by and thought I'd stop in.
Just passing by?
Yeah, and, you know, thought I'd stop in.
You mentioned that?
Yeah.
George, you live all the way across town.
Yeah, I know, but doesn't mean I can't come over and visit every once in a while, does it? I mean, it's good to check up on each other and...
The cloth's not here.
It isn't. Oh, man.
How'd you find out about it?
Donna told me.
And I suppose Donna got it from Lucy.
No, Donna got it from Jesse, and Jesse got it from Lucy, so what about it, Whit?
Well, George, I... Oh, excuse me.
Hello, Whit.
Captain Quinn, come in. Hey, what a surprise.
Well, I was just passing by, and I thought...
You thought you'd just stop in.
How'd you know?
Meet your partner.
Barclay?
Captain?
Cloth?
Cloth, but it's not here.
It's not? What happened to it, Whit?
Well, nothing's happened to it. It's... unbelievable. Excuse me.
Whit!
Connie, Lucy, just the two young ladies I wanted to see. Please enter.
We saw the police come in.
Is the cloth all right?
Yes, the cloth is fine.
Oh, good. Okay, everybody, come on in.
What in the world?
We'd all like to touch the Jesus cloth, Mr. Whitaker.
I told them how warm and wonderful it made me feel, and they'd all like the same experience.
We just want to see it, Whit.
Yeah, so how about it?
It was so wonderful.
They're just like I got it when you touch it. It's just like...
How many people did you tell about this?
Just a few of our friends.
But I guess they must have told some of their friends.
Funny how rumors start that way, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm going to stop it here and now. I want you all to listen up. In the first place, there is no evidence that that cloth is a piece of Jesus' robe. And in the second place, even if it was, I can't let you touch it because I don't have it.
Well, then who does?
Professor Ian Crenshaw at Campbell County College. He's analyzing it right now.
Well, what's taking him so long?
Yeah, let's go over to the college and see it.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go right now if we could.
Wait a minute.
Follow me, guys.
Wait a minute. I don't want you going over bothering Ian either. He'll never find out anything if you all start pestering him. You know, I am really surprised at the way you're all acting. You're... Oh, now what? Look, just no one do anything until I get off the phone, okay?
All right.
Whitaker residence.
With Ian Crenshaw.
Oh, hello, Ian. Anything?
The marking on the pouch? It's definitely that of the Children of the Light.
So that's verified, huh?
That's right. Now,
hold on just a second, Ian. Listen, everybody. Hey. It's not what you think. There's still no proof. Now, I'm asking you all, as my friends and neighbors, go home, please, and forget about this.
Come on, everybody. Whit's right. We've bothered him enough for one night. Let's go.
Come on.
And please, don't spread rumors anymore, huh?
You all heard him. No more rumors.
Yeah,
and just forget about this. Listen, what if you need any help with the cloth?
Good night, George.
Yeah, right. Good night.
Okay, Ian, go ahead.
Sounds like you're having a party.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it if I told you. Anything else?
No, not really. Except that authenticating the marking still doesn't prove anything. My next step is to run some tests on the pouch's metal fasteners.
But what about the cloth?
That's still a big unknown. I'm going to try a test on the dye to see if it'll tell me anything.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Ian, for everything. And listen, I think we better keep this research under wraps for a while. This thing is already getting out of hand.
Is that what your little party was about?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Whit. Everything will remain mum. We'll just keep this our little secret.
Good grief. Who are all of you people?
Do you work here, miss?
Yes, but we're not open yet.
She works here!
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa! Hey, hold it! Whoa! What are you all doing here?
Please, miss, I need to see Mr. Whitaker.
Well, he won't be in until later this morning.
We have to see him. Please, we have to see him.
Wait, hold it! Hold it! Why? Why do you need to see him so badly?
Because of this.
The Campbell County College Clarion?
Read the headline.
Oh, no. Local businessman tries to hide stunning archaeological find, a piece of cloth believed to be part of the robe of Jesus Christ. can't believe this. How could this story get in the paper? I hope Whit doesn't think I did it.
Please, we have to see Mr. Whitaker.
He must release the Jesus cloth.
Hey, look. Look, I sympathize with you. I'd like to see the Jesus cloth too, but Whit's the only one who can show it to you, and he isn't here right now.
Please, please, don't hide it from us.
We only want to touch it, that's all.
Hey, wait, hold it. Listen, listen, listen. I don't know when Whit's going to be here, but why don't you all come inside and wait for him, okay? Here, let me just unlock the door. Let me pick up... Ah! Hey, wait! Oh. Woo! Wait a minute. Hey, slow down. Hey, one at a time, okay? Just... There's room for everybody. Just... Oh, I can't believe it. Where are all these people coming from? I hope Whit gets here soon.
I thought I'd stop by before I went into the shop, Ian. See if you've learned anything new since we got off the phone.
Well, actually, I have, Whit.
Oh.
I did a test last night on the metal fasteners on the pouch.
And?
And I can confirm that it, at least, is from first century Rumquam.
No kidding.
Nope. As for the cloth, however, the verdict is still out.
The dye test didn't help?
Well, I really couldn't run it. There wasn't enough dye in the material.
So, what's the next step?
Well, there's only one more test I can really run.
Radiocarbon dating?
Mm-hmm. The good news is it'll give us an approximate time period for the cloth, within, say, 50 years.
Yes, but the bad news is you have to burn the material. And if you do that, you have no cloth.
Oh, but, well, at least you'll know what you had.
Well, can't we just burn part of it?
There's not that much material here as it is, Whit. We'd have to use it all for radiocarbon dating.
So what you're saying is it looks like the authenticity of this cloth is going to remain a mystery.
That about sums it up.
Oh.
Whit?
Dale.
I thought I'd find you here. What's the big idea? You promised me an exclusive.
Well, I haven't broken that promise.
No? Then how do you explain this story in the Clarion?
Oh, no. Ian!
It wasn't me, Whit. I promise you.
Well, then who was it?
Oh, it was probably one of the dozen people at my house last night.
Well... For better or for worse, the story is out now, and I have to report something. Will you at least confirm what's in the Clarion?
Well, I won't confirm that I'm trying to hide something, but I will confirm that I have the cloth. Unfortunately, the only way to find out if it's from Jesus' time is by burning it.
You want to explain that?
Well, I'll let Ian handle it. He'll do a much better job. Mm-hmm. But, Dale, I would ask that you downplay this as much as possible.
I'll try, Whit, but it won't be easy. Once the story's out, it's hard to stop it from spreading.
Yes, I know. That's why I need to get back to Whit's End. No telling what's going on there. Excuse me. Pardon me. Let me through, please. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. Thank you. One side, please. Thank you.
No, it wasn't delivered by space aliens.
Connie.
Oh, Whit, thank goodness you're here. I'm about to go nuts.
Has it been like this all morning?
Yeah, in fact, people were camped out on the lawn when I got here. People keep coming in. Everyone wants to know what's going on. The phone hasn't stopped. See? Whit's End. No, we haven't seen the ghost of John the Baptist. You've got to do something, Whit.
No, just calm down, Connie, and unplug the phone. I'm going to talk to everyone.
Just be careful.
Listen, everyone. Can you quiet down, please? Everyone, quiet down, please. Now, we're not going to get anywhere with all this chaos.
Is it true you have the Jesus cloth?
Yes, I have a cloth. But I wouldn't go so far as to say that...
Why are you trying to hide it?
I'm not trying to hide it. I just wanted to make certain of its authenticity before I talked about it.
I've been ill for many years. All I want to do is touch the cloth and be healed.
There's no proof that it can heal anybody.
There's no proof that it won't let her try.
Wait, please. Quiet. Look, the cloth may not even be from the right time period. The only way to get even an approximate time is through radiocarbon dating. And to do that, we have to burn it.
Burn the Jesus cloth?
He wants to burn the Jesus cloth.
No, I don't.
Monster!
Heretic!
Heretic? I don't believe this. Think about what you're doing, what you're saying. People, it's just a piece of cloth.
He won't listen to any more.
If you don't bring out the Jesus cloth, we'll find it ourselves.
No, stop, stop. Connie, call the police.
But the phone's on fire.
Then plug it in and call them. Now.
That was the scene yesterday at Wits End, a popular local youth establishment, over a religious artifact that recently came into the possession of owner John Avery Whitaker. Today, Whitaker made this statement.
After the events of the past few days, it is my belief that keeping the so-called Jesus cloth here in Odyssey would be not only foolhardy, but dangerous. Therefore, I have decided to return it to its original and rightful owners, the Israeli government. It is my understanding that they will put it on display in the Jerusalem Museum for all to see.
Once again, that statement by John Avery Whitaker, coming on the heels of a most...
And that, I hope, is that. Come in.
It's me, Whit. We've cleaned up everything we can, but there's still lots of things that need repair.
Well, looks like Bernard Walton's going to have his work cut out for him. I guess you're sad that I'm sending the cloth back to Israel, huh?
Are you kidding? After yesterday, I don't care if I ever see it again. I can't believe people reacted the way they did, and all over a piece of cloth.
Well, Connie, you were pretty impressed when you first touched it, and the night before last when you wanted to touch it again.
Well, yeah, but I didn't tear the place down. I can see now why you didn't want to release information about the cloth. The way people reacted, you would have thought that Jesus himself was here.
I have to admit, I'm pretty surprised at everybody's reaction, too. But more to the point, I'm really concerned about it. On the one hand, it's good that people are so passionate about their faith, but what are we putting our faith in? A piece of cloth that may or may not have been part of Jesus' robe? If that's what it takes to get us excited about our faith, we're in pretty sorry shape. We need to get excited about Jesus, not artifacts. I'll take faith in Christ over faith in his robe any day. Well, come on. Let's give Bernard a call.
In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, the Apostle Paul writes, "I know whom I have believed." He was talking about Jesus, of course. And he could write these words with confidence, even though he had only seen Jesus in a vision. Because like Whit in today's story, Paul didn't place his faith in things, but in Jesus. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Jesus Cloth was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.